Sanat Kumari is rather difficult. He lives only in a very young body, but in such a brilliant light that his force fields are a little more difficult. Some of us, however, have been able to see him, walk with him, know him, feel him, and know when he is present. He right now is working on a commitment. He's in the center of the earth helping Jehovah bring forth this new day. And if you would look at it, you could see things being pushed out from the center of the earth. There's elements that have not come to the surface of the earth are now being pushed forward. Cracks in the earth and everything are being worked out. And with Sanat Kumari, who is one of the great Kumaris, has entered in for the sixth level. And he is beginning to work so that this energy and all of this forces, you can see it coming up, and it's all over the planet now. This new energy. This is why people are changing, thinking different, fussing, fighting, all this stuff going on. This is because of his input, which is his duty to bring forth this motion and movement of the new day. He is basically, we call him the consciousness that reconditions and brings forth a continuum of life on the planet. In other words, we say evolution is not his main thing. It is reincarnation. But when he begins to bring forth his work, then you and I will reincarnate into a better kind of body. That's why young people are so much sharper now. You say, oh, well, it's TV or it's this or that. Well, that helps, but that's not the reason. Some of these little types coming in are that little bitty babies are smarter than we are. The new motion of this coming from the center of the earth is changing the vibrations of the earth, and those who have been waiting for a long, long time are breaking out of their cocoons, and they are reincarnating, and they're just brilliant beings. That's all there is to it. Fantastic, brilliant beings.